people are encountering the demonic realm more and more these days. We'll see how this ties into the Bible and, most importantly, what you can do to protect yourself from these evil encounters. 2 Corinthians 10:4 tells us, "For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty in God for pulling down strongholds." Ephesians 6 also tells us there's a spiritual war going on, not with our flesh, but within the spiritual realm. 1 Peter 5:8 also confirms this, "Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, walks about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour." The first video we'll look at here is Billy Corgan from the popular rock band Smashing Pumpkins saying that he encountered someone who, on two different occasions, shapeshifted in front of his eyes.
Let's just say I was with somebody once and I saw a transformation that I can't explain.
The person transformed into something other than human.
Yes, I saw it.
You were talking to someone. They said to you, "Look, something's going to happen here. Mm-hmm. I'm going to morph into something else."
Imagine you're doing something and suddenly you turn around and there's somebody else standing there.
You're still standing by it?
Absolutely. I know it happened. In fact, it happened twice.
The second time you saw a shapeshifter, where were you? Probably at Darcy's house.
It was the same person.
Oh, it was.
This happened with the same person twice.
There's many testimonies of people who were involved in the occult who said that when they were around some of these people doing rituals or etc., that some of these people actually transformed into different entities. 2 Corinthians 11:14 says, "And no wonder, for Satan himself transforms himself into an angel of light." So the possibility of a supernatural fallen transformation is absolutely possible. This article is from about a year ago, but it fits into the next video that we'll see. It says, "Man burns down historic church, claims he heard voices threatening to mutilate him if he didn't burn it down." Now, the act of self-mutilation is a demonic practice and a demonic teaching. Mark 5:5, in reference to the demoniac that Jesus encountered, it says, "And always night and day he was in the mountains and in the tombs, crying out and cutting himself with stones." This type of self-mutilation is demonic, and it leads right into our next video.
He says that having his own fingers amputated has made him feel more complete. Yet he says he's only 46% of the way to becoming an alien. And what he has planned next is disturbing. This man hails from Montpellier, France, and his name is Anthony Lofredo. Anthony calls himself the Black Alien. He began his transformation at the age of 27, and in order to look less and less like a human, he's already had tattoos all over his body, as well as numerous cosmetic surgeries such as removing his tongue, nose, ears, and two fingers. He's also had his teeth dyed purple and the whites of his eyes black. He even had silicone implants implanted. To justify all this, he explains, "First you have to know what you want. Then you have to have the courage to say it. And finally, you have to have the energy to do it." According to some sources, his next steps are to have his legs amputated and to become very thin. So we wonder what he'll look like when he's reached 100% of his transformation. And more importantly, we wonder why nobody's stopping him, because he's clearly hurting himself. But he says, "I'm lucky enough to live the life I want, to do what I want physically. It's absolute freedom. There's no one to stop me." Except that he still complains when he gets kicked out of public places like certain restaurants, which don't hesitate to ask him to leave.
There's a few more Bible verses that I want to direct towards that story, but first we'll look into this last video and then get into that. This next clip is someone in Israel, in Jerusalem, coming up to a street preacher talking about Jesus, and this person is absolutely demonically oppressed or possessed, in my opinion. You can tell it by how they respond to the truth of Jesus Christ, and his name alone drives this type of response from the demons. Mark 1:23-26, this same thing happened to Jesus. "Now there was a man in their synagogue with an unclean spirit, and he cried out, saying, 'Let us alone. What have we to do with you, Jesus of Nazareth? Did you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God.' But Jesus rebuked him, saying, 'Be quiet and come out of him.' And when the unclean spirit had convulsed him and cried out with a loud voice, he came out of him." This is very similar to this exact video that took place in Jerusalem.
This video might scare you. Take a look at what happens when a street preacher goes to Jerusalem to preach the gospel and is met by a very strange woman.
You gotta believe in Yeshua.
Yeshua died, and the Jewish...
And he rose from the dead. And he rose again. Jesus is alive. Yeshua is alive. He rose from the dead.
You are the devil. You are the murderer of the world.
You're the one acting like a devil, not me. That's you.
I'm a Jewish, and I'm the blessed one. You are the curse. You understand?
For that lady who's most certainly demonically possessed, in my opinion, that's how demons respond to the truth and name of Jesus, as well as the black alien guy who most certainly has some type of demonic oppression or possession. But the good news for these people, and the most important part of this video really, is that there's truth and there's hope for these people. No person is too far gone. Even a large majority of Jesus's ministry told to us through the scriptures and the gospel was to deliver people from demonic possession and oppression. John 10:10 tells us, "The thief or Satan comes only to steal and to kill and to destroy. But Jesus says, I have come that they may have life and that they may have it more abundantly." Spiritual warfare is real, it's true, and I'll give a few verses to back this up, my own personal testimony here briefly, and then a few videos to show the importance and what you can do to be protected in this spiritual war. Personally, and what I have found to be the most powerful and important for me, is staying in the Bible constantly, every single day, having a lifestyle of deep prayer, long times of dedicated prayer to God. And this includes every single day to plead the blood of Jesus over you and your family, putting on the full armor of God, asking for God to send his angels for protection, their ministering spirits for us. Also worshiping God. The Bible tells us that he inhabits the praises of his people, so the evil realm has to flee when God is being worshiped. And fasting as well is extremely important. Jesus said there's certain types of demons that only are delivered through prayer and fasting. Luke 10:19 tells us, "Behold, I give you the authority to trample on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you." Here's a clip by Derek Prince on the power of prayer and binding in the spiritual realm.
Let's come to some of the weapons that we can use, and we'll have to close. First of all, prayer. Let me give you just a few scriptures about each. Matthew 18, verses 18 and following. Jesus is speaking. "Assuredly I say to you, whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven." That's a tremendous statement. The Greek actually says, "Whatever you bind on earth will be having been bound in heaven." So the moment you bind it on earth, it's bound in heaven, you see? We have the power to intervene in the heavenly realm.
Revelation 12:11 tells us of the power of the blood of Jesus, the Lamb of God. "And they overcame him, Satan, by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they did not love their lives to the death."
Now, I want to consider what it means to overcome Satan by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony. This is one of the precious treasures of truth that God has given me over the years. There's no way you could put a price on this. You could offer millions of dollars, but it wouldn't be sufficient. There is no monetary value equal to the value of this truth. I want to say it very simply, and I trust I'll make it clear. Listen carefully. We overcome Satan when we testify personally to what the Word of God says the blood of Jesus does for us.
There is a spiritual war going on, and we as followers of Jesus absolutely have the upper hand. We have all the power, all the authority, everything on our side through Christ in us. Jesus defeated all evil on the cross. All the power lies within him. He even told us we have all the power through him, through the power of his blood. And even if there's persecutions or fights or whatever in this world, it does not matter, because we have Jesus on our side. We will get through it. And if we don't love our lives unto death and we end up dying for the cause of Christ, great is our reward in heaven. So this is the truth of the Bible, and I hope that we will all stick true to what it has to say. James 4:7 also is a great verse in reference to the spiritual war. "Therefore submit to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you." So if you want the upper hand in this spiritual war that's going on and will absolutely only increase in the last days, whenever those come about, I pray you'll give your life fully to Jesus and be on the right side, the winning side of that war. I pray you all are well. Thanks for watching, and God bless.